Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the MyPillow World Headquarters. We're in Chanhassen, Minnesota today. I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We have a busy show today, but we can't be at the MyPillow Headquarters without talking to the MyPillow inventor, the MyPillow founder, the man that gives our audience such great hope, Michael Lindell, ladies and gentlemen. And unfortunately, we're not in the same room as Mike, but we are in one of his important hubs here with some of his great people. Mike, how are you?
I am doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on this morning. Thanks for coming up to the factory.
Well, I get a lot of energy from coming to the factory. We're going to do a little video tour later on and see how those slippers are flying out the door and the robes as soon as they come in. And I mean, they can't keep foam in fast enough to fill my pillows. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I know it's a challenging time for my pillow in the sense that you are the subject, probably a public enemy number one with the cancel culture, yet you've seen the power of the people and the consumer buying power we have as conservatives marshaled to say, you know what, we got a friend under attack, so we're gonna help them. How do you balance those two right now?
Well, it's been quite a balancing act, and with all these 20 some retailers that have dropped us, and it's a lot of with the retail pillows and stuff, and it's different packaging, so we've had to adjust there. One of our packaging machines, actually very expensive, became a paperweight, but everybody's been amazing. Customers, you know, listeners out there on your station across the country, they've just responded. And I think they're learning too that we have more than just pillows. We have over 110 products, and we even have a spot on, I think people need to know this. We even have a spot on the MyPillow. It's a My Store. This MyStore.com that I'm going to be, starting to rival Amazon, hopefully by summer, but we have part of that connected on there. And these are entrepreneurs, Scott, that are looking for a platform because a lot of them have trouble finding getting their products that get copied, everything on Amazon and Google and all these places. And so we're doing the best we can, but with great employees, I've been able to keep up what I'm doing out here for the election fraud, and the employees are just stepping up and getting everything out the door.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. It really is. And again, I think this has the potential to transform retail and really help people understand that whether it's Major League Baseball or whether it is Coca-Cola or Delta Airlines, that we as conservatives tend to be free market people. We go to where we get the best deal. And sometimes that's in the form of a box from Amazon. But that's money we're fueling the cancel culture with. And don't you see this as a good example where conservatives are going to marshal that buying power and be more smart about it, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. And I think everybody is on to, I'm hearing more and more about this cancel culture. And I just know a friend of mine that actually lost, he lost his Google Maps. I mean, he did a thing on Google and said the wrong thing in his emails, and they took away his Google Maps. So this is getting very, very bad. And, but I think as far as the cancel culture with retailers and everything go, people are going to find it. They're going to go, go direct, if these retailers that are doing this stuff in these shopping channels, they're going to end up, it's going to hurt them in the long run here, especially if people need to stand up. I have another story too. This gal that sells, this is pretty sad actually. She does all the Made in America stuff for when President Trump was there, for all his hats, everything, all this made in America. And I just talked to her this morning, and here, about 2 months ago, Shopify, they sit up on the platform Shopify, just turned off their website one morning. Turned it off for good. And I mean, how can these platforms like your Shopify's, your Google's and all this, they're just, you know, this is just the beginning if we don't stand up now and push back on all of this stuff and find different ways to do things.
If you send us a picture today on, you just text me 701-367-2054. I'll give that number again in a second. Just text me a picture of where you're listening to us today, whatever you're doing. That's what I love about the Northern Plains. Most of you are outside. You're in the cab of a tractor. You're in a truck. You're in the oil field. You're working at a cafe. God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping people of the great Northern Plains that fuel our energy, just knowing you're listening. I'm going to bring back a half a dozen six-packs of MyPillow towels. Towels that work. Which is a good example of Mike Lindell's genius, because he invents products that don't, you know, do what they do at big box stores. They actually work. So these are towels that actually dry you off, believe it or not. And I love the product. Everybody I know loves the product. Same with the robes, same with the new slippers, everything else. But just send us a photo of where you're doing. We'll pick a half a dozen of you, and I'll bring some towels back for you today. We're going to do a little tour of the factory later today and also do that on Facebook Live. That'll be part of our After the Show today. Mike, I got to ask you about Frank Speech, and you've told us to watch frankspeech.com. This will be a new social media platform. As I understand it, it's Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, sort of all in one. How's that coming along?
Well, it's not. It's actually not that one. There, it's more. This is something you've never seen before. It's a YouTube Twitter. Your YouTube is actually your Twitter account. So I would say if I had to say what was out there, this is a site where all the influencers are gonna come, and where they call it, you know, radio, podcast, everything, and we're gonna be able to get our voices out there again, and you're not gonna be able. One of the biggest problems that everyone has is YouTube and Vimeo right now, where people are getting their podcasts taken down depending if they say the wrong things, if they say something about the border, something about the vaccine, or they say you mentioned the word Dominion, it's over, you know, so. YouTube, this is what this is, and what we're doing, and Scott, I'm going to let you know, we actually have a demo thing today and tomorrow, but for the all radio hosts and influencers, and what we're going to do, they're going to get a, if they go to Frank Speech, in fact, I can tell it, I announced it on your show right now, if they go to frankspeech.com, I think it'll be by Sunday, you can get a VIP pass. You can get that all the way up to midnight on Thursday. And midnight on Thursday, you can have exclusive pre-entry to Frank all the way till Monday morning, a week from Monday at 9 a.m. And then we're doing it's almost like a marathon. It's going to be, we're going to call it a Frankathon. I'm going to be all day long and night. And then the next day, we're going to do this marathon where when we launch Frank that day, and we're going to be talking about the election fraud and the cancel culture, the lawsuit that MyPillow is putting against Dominion and Smartmatic, where we're going after them for First Amendment rights and for the country basically. We're going to be this is what they use lawsuits to take away our First Amendment rights, and that's going to be a theme on Monday, and then Tuesday. We're going to launch Absolute Interference. Scott, we have new evidence. This is right off the presses. This is new, and it's going to be, we've validated it now by third parties, and it's 100%. This is like the smoking gun. These 20 attacks that came from China, it flips all five swing states. But we're going to talk about that Tuesday. And it'll be the biggest launch, I believe, of a social media platform. And by the way, this is the safest, most secure platform. I bought all my own servers, bought my own data, and bought my own armor to protect this thing. Millions of dollars put in just for protection because we know we're going to get attacked. They're going to try and take this down, but trust me, it's not going to happen.
So frankspeech.com, watch it this weekend, and we're looking forward to being part of that as well. And I think, you know, the battle you're taking on related to free speech is unbelievable. Now, is your social media platform different than what Donald Trump is doing?
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, I don't even know what he is doing, but it's, you know, I think he said it's, you know, 3-4 months out. Mine is something we need right now. We need all your radio and podcasts. They need to have a place where they can speak out. And, not everyone's like you, Scott, where they just, you know, they're still, you know, being able to talk and talk about issues and bring stuff to the public. Most places are living in fear right now. By suing big TV entities like Fox, so people can't even go on any of the news channels and talk about anything from the vaccines to the election fraud.
Which is, by the way, a complete and total violation of the Constitution and free speech rights,
right.
Which is why Mike has got Alan Dershowitz and a team of wicked smart lawyers ready to take this on. I want to talk more about the election piece when we come back. And again, Mike Lindell gives so many of our listeners hope that the battle is being waged. You don't hear about it necessarily on mainstream media. You're not going to. That's why you got to listen here. More coming up.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rent right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford and might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214 or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them... No, it's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
On What's On Your Mind, I want to tell you that we have a heck of a conference coming up next month in Bismarck, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. There's a Bakken CEO panel that include Continental's Harold Hamm, Oasis Petroleum's Tommy Noose. This is jam-packed with some incredible things that are happening. Kelsey Warren will be there.
from Energy Transfer. There's a geology panel. There's a regulatory panel. There are just an amazing lineup of presenters, more being added all the time. 60 speakers, panelists, and moderators sharing their expertise, insights, and updates on what's next for the Bakken and Williston Basin. This is not just for oil and gas producers. This is not just for industry people. This is for community leaders to say, where is this industry going? What's next? How to get ahead of the curve? Bismarck Event Center. For more details, May 11th through 13th, WBPCND.com, WBPCND.com. Also today, I want to make you hungry and tell you that today, on special at PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What do I mean? Well, the meatloaf dinner would be a good example. That's at Harwood today, off I-29. The Pollock Filet is in Glendon today, off of Highway 10. NP Avenue, Salisbury Steak, downtown Fargo, their store there. Country Fried Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You can't make it up, folks. And Valley City Exit 292 off I-94, pulled pork or French dip sandwich. Plus Thursday, you buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents, including that one's about the size of a pail. And you get it for 79 cents. PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you for home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Back with Mike Lindell from MyPillow. So a lot of our listeners have watched Absolute Proof. And that is a two-hour documentary with subject matter experts. We did a talk radio expose where we interviewed everybody in the documentary and asked every swampish question of them to say, well, what about this? What about that? And they knock it out of the park. You've since done you know, additional evidence only and other versions of that. I think I just heard you say earlier there's more to come. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of what you have yet to come?
Here's what we have. And you can go to LindellTV.com. You can watch Scientific Proof. That is a, when I was filming, it's called Absolute Interference. And this shows all the interference with China and stuff you haven't seen yet. Well, one of the guys in that show was Dr. Frank. And I stopped the whole thing screening because I wanted to do it where I would just notice, where I would just interact with him, because I had not seen this stuff and I was blown away. Anyway, I did an hour show about that. But now then we were going to launch Absolute Interference. So we launched an hour version of Scientific Proof. Now next week after this on Tuesday, we're going to launch Absolute Interference, which we filmed, but we had to delay it because this new evidence has come in. We have whistleblowers that are going to be their faces blanked out. These guys are going to be witnesses when they get to court. Some of them, I can't even say who employed them. You can probably guess out there, but there's five different machine companies. You have a lot of different witnesses and whistleblowers, but also we have this new evidence that came in, and I said, you know what? Actually, it was basically validating Absolute Proof. So what we did is we took 20 of those attacks you see in Absolute Proof that came specifically out of China. And we had people on the ground validating the IP addresses, the IDs of the computers. This is very important. The timestamps and the actual number of flips that are in cyberspace, so to speak. And we even did it over in China. So you have all those validated there. So you have this validation. And you have that, you actually have the exact location, even the buildings it came to. And now a third party expert have validated the validators. Okay. So we're going to add this to the MyPillow lawsuit that we're shooting out for free speech on. We're just putting that piece in there. And by the way, they were hiding their corruption in this biggest cyber attack in history. But this big reveal will be on that Tuesday, an Absolute Interference. Those 20 validated attacks that, by the way, were impossible to get by any other means, especially that the flips until November 20th wasn't available to anybody. Nobody would have even known. So obviously it validates the spyware too. But what it does, those 20 flip Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia. Just those 20 attacks. The night of the third going into the fourth of November. And it's very exciting because we really wouldn't need any more. But obviously, Scott, you know that this we're getting one shot at this. So for 5 weeks, we're going to be dumping evidence all the way to the Supreme Court when we finally get this before the Supreme Court. And everyone in the world, by put this out on frankspeech.com and this new platform where radio stations, podcasts, TV, print, everybody can go there and they don't have to worry about being taken down. And they're going to have tens of millions of followers. By the way, I believe this thing will be able to handle 500 million people. I just kept adding to it. So we're going to have our voice back. And what we're going to, the first thing we're going to shout out is these, is this election fraud. Also, I want to tell everyone, we have, I'm going to be announcing the Lindell Legal Offense Fund, which we're going to use that to get lawyers and stuff across this country. We're going to, I'm also going to be on a parallel track working and getting rid of these machines. We got to get rid of them. They have to go. I don't care what brand they are. They're all five of them go back to the mothership. Smartmatic. They're very bad people behind this, and we're not going to, you know, these are two separate tracks because
you don't sound too concerned about these entities that are suing you. Are you going to counter-sue them?
Well, no. Scott, I actually begged them to sue me. Remember, they didn't want to. They have over 100 and some lawsuits and letters, threatening letters. So what we're doing, I'm not countersuing with MyPillow. Let me tell you what I'm doing there. We have two lawsuits. One's MyPillow. They sued MyPillow and Mike Lindell. How shameful that they sued MyPillow when, as you see, you're there today. 2,500 families, where, you know, all walks of life, and here they sue MyPillow, who had nothing to do with their CEO going out and doing what I'm doing to get this get this election pulled down. But what we're doing with MyPillow next week, we are suing them, not countersuing them. We are suing them for the First Amendment violation rights using lawsuits they did. Now let me tell you what Alan Dershowitz said and my team of lawyers, because he's helping with this. He's been hired. Is that the only time in history that this has done what Dominion and others have done was in 1798. You got to go back to 1798, and bullies did it with newspapers and said if these newspapers printed something, it was almost like the mafia days. If you do this, we're attacking your newspapers, we're going to sue you and all this stuff. Well, in 1800, they passed I'm not sure what the law was, whatever, but from 1800 on, it's never happened until this time we're in right now, where a company used lawsuits to threaten other people from talking about what they want.
And by the way, this isn't just this issue. This is you know, DAPL pipeline and going to the financiers. This is the cancel culture in their web. And until it's actually, you cut the head of the snake off, you're going to be doing this for a long time. Unfortunately, there aren't many warriors like Mike Lindell ready to take this on, which is why we love you and we pray for you every single day in this battle, Mike. I know you've got to run, but stay in touch. And I'm going to put on my Facebook page links to Frank's speech and as well, LindellTV.com, so we can watch both this weekend. Thanks, Mike.
Yep, thanks, Scott. Thanks for coming. Thanks, bye.
We're at MyPillow headquarters. That's the great Mike Lindell. More after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he is opposed to using a procedural process known as reconciliation to pass legislation without Republican support, dealing a setback to President Biden's chances of passing a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. The CDC is reporting the U.S. government will allot 85% less Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines to states next week. A report last week said that workers at a facility in Baltimore mixed up ingredients of two vaccines, ruining 15 million Johnson & Johnson doses. An abandoned four-month-old baby is in good condition after he was found hypothermic in a wooded area on the banks of a Michigan creek near Detroit, Michigan. Local residents said the woman appeared distraught and said she believed someone was chasing her with guns. A 10-foot-long alligator was hauled away by trappers after he was found under a parked car at a Tampa, Florida apartment complex last week. Trappers safely hauled the animal to a nearby alligator farm. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
What's on your mind? Lots of comments rolling in related to our conversation with Mike Lindell, including what's the name of that website? If you go to my Facebook page, and Kevin, if you could share this, we'll have Todd share it as well at K-Fire, and get that out so you can find it. What's on your mind radio, our Twitter feeds, you'll find it. The early rollout coming this weekend for frankspeech.com, as you heard Mike say. Did he say maybe even later today? I can't remember exactly, but just watch that site, bookmark it, and check it out as well. And then I also put LindellTV.com up there as well for you to be able to check out if you haven't done that already, because absolute proof, scientific proof, and soon absolute interference will be there as well for the latest on the election stuff. So check that all out. Great to catch up with Mike Lindell. We are at MyPillow today in Chanhassen, Minnesota. We'll be doing an after-the-show tour. Todd and Graham are here, and they're going to give me the big tour coming up later. And we're going to go to the super-secret towel vault and bring home some towels for our fine listeners. So if you want one of those towels, we're going to pick 6 winners to bring some towels home from MyPillow. Tell me the color you'd like. Tell me the send us a photo of how you're listening, and you'll be eligible. Simple as that. And then we'll text you back if you're a lucky winner, because we'll pick a half a dozen from all. I love seeing where people are when they listen to What's on Your Mind. Just gets my engines revving. Really kind of makes it more personal to know that you're out there doing that. So appreciate that very much. Andrew Giuliani is going to join us in just a moment. I have to tell you about my friends at Pfeiffer's, but I do want to remind you about one thing, and that is our text number, by the way, I promised I'd say that again, 701-367-2054. That's the number you text the photos to and the color of towels you'd like. There's blue, there's kind of aqua, a lighter blue, there is a pinkish, there is a gray, there is a brown taupe, kind of a burgundy, and a white. So you got the gray, you got the light blue, you got the dark blue navy, you got purple, you got burgundy, I'd call that, or deep red, a lighter gray, and then white. So just tell me what you want for those if you don't already have a set and are familiar with what you'd like another set. These are towels that actually work. I haven't mentioned this yet today, but I need to. There was a bill signing today of the legacy funding bill. Mike Nathy, who is a Republican from Bismarck, worked very hard on this bill, and other legislators. Governor Burgum is signing that today. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford about it next hour, but that's a big deal. It's probably one of the signature achievements of the legislative session. So we'll talk a little bit about what that all means and what will happen from that. There's another bill that passed yesterday because the power of the people is strong in North Dakota. And the power of the people said, you know what? I don't want government mandating masks. And I believe the outpouring of support for that legislation, first when it passed in the House And then when it passed in the Senate yesterday with a margin of votes, is unlike anything I've ever seen in my time watching the North Dakota legislature. Anything. Now, sadly, I heard that a woman by the name of Leslie, who is the governor's legal counsel, made a quote yesterday, overheard by someone waiting for a meeting in the governor's office. She was in the hallway, as I understand it, or the front reception area, because this person was out there waiting for an appointment or talking to somebody or whatever, said, "I hate those moms," or something to that effect. "Those moms make me angry." And this person was super offended by that and texted us a note. So I did a little checking around to say, you know, is that plausible? Is there a Leslie that is the governor? I don't even know who the governor's legal advisor is. So this person said it was a Leslie that advises the governor, "I hate those moms. Those moms make me mad." Now, the moms she's referring to are our listeners. They are moms in sneakers. They are moms that have studied this issue, that know the science of masks, that have said, "Look, I can decide for me and my family whether we need masks. I don't need a governor to do it. I don't need a mayor to do it. I don't need a city commission to do it." And most especially, the unelected health bureaucrats that shove this stuff through. Now, there are rumors all over, and Rob Porter, who used to be a conservative blogger, I'm not sure what he is these days, he's saying, "Oh my gosh, Governor, veto that bill." The worst possible thing Governor Burgum could do is veto that bill, because I'll tell you this. The veto will be overridden. There's only two more votes needed in the Senate, and I've already heard from two who are regarding their vote. All right? Happen to be friends of mine, so I know this personally. I also know that while it didn't pass with a veto-proof margin in the House, that was a long time ago, and before these moms had their voices heard in a big way. I appreciate Doug Burgum, our governor. I am a supporter of Governor Doug Burgum. I have been, for his first election and his second election, been an advocate to the point people say to me all the time, "This guy is Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg's best buddy. Why are you his, you know, why do you support him?" Because he has earned this position by overwhelming support of the people of North Dakota. He's got a great brain, an incredible skill set. He is a good governor. Unfortunately, he doesn't like the idea of his emergency powers being removed. And I'm like, give it up. For one, I hope you don't ever have to use your emergency powers anyway in the future. Start worrying about the big things. Worry about the big things. And the big things are what? Well, the legacy fund would be one. The assault on energy would be another. The incredible overreach of the Biden administration. Get engaged on that and what we can do to fight back. How about the fact that he has a lot of credibility with the Native American community? Use it. Use your capital, for crying out loud, with the Native American community to say, "Mike Faith and the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe elders, do you understand what you are risking by trying to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline, which may happen tomorrow? Mark Fox, you know firsthand because you are going to be financially impacted by this. Get them in a room and lead. Don't worry about mask mandates, Governor. A veto of that would be a very bad idea, and I trust me, you will lose on the override. I believe that. I really do, because of this onslaught of public opinion. So just 2 cents there, and more on this as we go throughout the day. Right now, I tell you about PIFRS. And the auctions, real estate, land management, equipment auctions, they have a great radio show, 7 a.m. Saturdays, called America's Land Auctioneer Radio Show. And that's great, 7 a.m. on these very radio stations you're listening to right now. Coming up here on, a little later on today, right? Live and online. This is going to start in 21 minutes. The Haluska Estate Farm Machinery Auction out of Bowdoin, North Dakota. You go to PIFRS.com. You can bid. You can watch that online. There's also a big ranch and indoor arena auction. This one also online only. That'll be next Tuesday. Montreal County Premier Ranch and Indoor Arena. I'm looking at it. I want it. It's beautiful. And then coming up on Thursday the 15th, the equipment auctions start. This one first in Steele, North Dakota, at the Auction Center of North America. PIFRS.com to find out more. PIFRS.com, or give them a call. Andrew Giuliani is here from Newsmax. He is a reporter at large. And we are having Andrew on this radio program every week until Midco gets the message that Newsmax should be a part of Midco. And Cable One gets the message. I cut the cord on Midco because they don't have Newsmax. I will be the first guy to say I'm back if they put Newsmax on. In the meantime, we get to talk to a great guy, Andrew Giuliani. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Scott, it's great to be on with you, and I love that you continue to urge your listeners to tune into Newsmax. Download the app, and until Midco actually carries it, please, I mean, tune into Newsmax. It's real news for real people. The station is growing and growing. We're getting great guests every single day, and you get you know, straight news here. So,
you know, I was a guest of Grant Stitchfield on Newsmax from the border, and I continue to be amazed. You know, there's many shows, so I hate to mention them all, but Greg Kelly, I'm a big fan of. Grant Stitchfield's really good. Sean Spicer, and of course you're on all these shows, which is great as well. But it reminds me of the launch of Fox News Channel and how you felt as a conservative to say, finally, that we've got a news network. And of course, you know, Fox has gone the way of cancel culture and wokeism and everything else. So Newsmax. Max is about it out there, so I'm with you.
And you know that better than me, Scott. I mean, you've seen how our voices have been silenced over the last 6 months to a year and how important it is for Newsmax to be rising at this point to continue to actually push that agenda, push those important items that are important to everyday Americans. And unfortunately, I don't know if Fox is doing that anymore, a little difference in leadership. We obviously know where CNN and MSNBC are on that stuff, which is, I think, probably closer to Pravda than it is to a free press. But you know, look, that's why I feel really, really blessed to be here at Newsmax.
I have a dilemma I need your help on here. I am in the Twin Cities today. I'm here because about a month ago we decided we should be at the Minnesota Twins home opener. For one, Minnesota is lost. It is a disaster. It is the worst of the worst. Stay in downtown Minneapolis and every hotel has to have like an army-like security force. They got forts built in front of their regular entrances because they don't know what's going to happen with the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin trial. It's a tire fire. It's just ridiculous. Now, we decided Minnesota Twins are opening. Only 10,000 people allowed. We're not Texas, unfortunately, where everybody can come. You know, let's go support the Twins. Let's go watch the game. Now, in the time that we, you know, decided to come down, got a suite to bring some of our wonderful advertisers to be at the event today, Major League Baseball decides to go cancel culture, and they cancel Atlanta. Yeah. Most of my listeners think I'm being a hypocrite by going to the game. I'm saying I'm not going to take it out on the Minnesota Twins. I'm going to say Major League Baseball is wrong. Who's right here? Help me out.
So here's what I've decided to do, Scott. Look, I think everybody can make their own decision on this, but you know, the Yankees, as many people know, have been a real, real fixture in my life. My father, when I was 3 days old, brought me home in a Yankee uniform from there. I met my wife at Yankee Stadium. You know, so the Yankees, I truly love them with all of my heart. But I've decided this year to not give a dime of discretionary income to them and hit them where it hurts. And so, look, everybody can make their decision, but I'm urging my friends who believe in voter integrity to say, you know what? If you pay for your tickets already, fine, but don't put any more money into Major League Baseball. Let's see if they actually do believe in voter integrity. Let's see if they'll address their relationship with Tencent, the technology company in China that's out there outing Uyghurs. Let's see if they'll address that. So I want to see some action for Major League Baseball rather than just what we've actually seen. And until then, they're not going to get a dime of my discretionary income.
I think that's a good plan. I think that's a good plan. Yeah. I do. And if that happens team by team, there will be an onslaught to fix this mess. I only have about a 45-second window left here, but I got to know, are you the next governor of New York?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm strongly considering it. I've had a bunch of calls over the last week with donors who have urged me to do it. You know, we know that Governor Cuomo is wounded right now, and honestly, he's just, he's a fraud, to be perfectly honest. So I'm looking forward to exploring that. I'll know by the end of the month here, so a couple more things I need to line up, and I will certainly let you know and come back on, Scott, if that is the case.
I'd love for you to do that. You would clearly win. The legacy of your father as mayor of New York City combined with you as, Giuliani Cuomo on the ballot. I mean, who wouldn't pay big money for
it's Ollie Frazier over
it's
here.
It's Ollie Frazier. Exactly right. It's Ollie Frazier. It'd be so awesome. And I think even New York's going to wake up to this mess. So that'd be great to see. But I would hate to lose you on Newsmax, too. So you just have to be a guest regularly. Andrew, thanks for the time. God bless.
I'll be a guest at Newsmax.
Exactly. Always be and what's on your mind. So we'd love to adopt the state of New York and show them how it works in North Dakota and South Dakota. Thanks, Andrew. Watch Newsmax, folks.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Luke's on a phone from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling, taking a break from fencing to tell us about the perfect time right now to get some projects done. Luke, how you doing?
Hey, Scott, doing real well today.
So tell us what Razor's Edge Directional Drilling does better than anybody else.
We come in and we get it done no matter what the project is, whether it's big or small. You know, we do everything from one-inch water lines. We do power, telecom work. We dig stock dams, remove old tree rows. Anything you guys can imagine in the dirt or that needs drilled, we'll get it done.
And to have a septic tank project in the middle of that beautiful lake place here, it's kind of nice to have that horizontal directional drilling, because I'm hardly going to know you've been there, right, Luke?
That's correct, Scott. Yep. We'll come in, do anything we need to do with the drill, basically a start hole and an exit hole, little to no subsurface damage.
Trenchless pipe bursting service, pipe replacement, repair, horizontal directional drilling. They do it better than anybody. Call them 701-934-1134 or online at reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Come on, where is it? There we go. There we go. Yeah. Love that. That's a little Steely Dan right there. Isn't it, Kev? A little Steely
Dan? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You bet.
I love it. Yeah. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. I hear that they are growing the amount of dealers that are out there now for this new wonderful additive that is saving the customers of DAC Diesel tens of thousands of dollars. What would you rather do? Buy some additive, like their 4-plus additive or their turbo cleaner, the super clean anti-gel additive for diesel engines? Or would you rather put in, $10,000, $20,000 into a diesel engine? That's a tough decision, isn't it? DACDiesel.com, give you more details, or just call CJ and the team, 701 248-5011. And if you want to be a dealer, call them. They're in Bismarck, North Dakota, by the way, servicing diesel vehicles, diesel trucks, diesel tractors, everything diesel, anywhere, semi-trucks, you name it. Long-lasting repair and maintenance, and this new additive is really helping a lot of folks, DAC Diesel. 701-258-5011. Getting some great pictures today. Somebody says, look at this. I'm cooking 75 pounds of the roast beef at Antler Outlaw Shack for Friday night's annual Who Made the Winter Party. 6 p.m. sharp, 150 plus. That's like tripling the population of Antler in one stretch there. What is the population of Antler? It can't be 25. So I'm thinking of 75 people at the shack. That's something. And I got a picture of the tractor. I can't really tell there, but I don't know what they're doing. It looks like maybe hay. Yeah. And burgundy. He wants burgundy MyPillow towels. Thank you very much. Patty McIntyre from Grand Forks sent me a picture from New Mexico. Driving back to North Dakota, listening to Scott and Mike Lindell. Great show. I'd like gray towels. You know, when you're driving in Mexico and you're listening to North Dakota, that's an affirmative. So one gray towel goes to Patty, for sure. And more where that came from, ladies and gentlemen. You are a hypocrite. I've canceled Major League Baseball after being one game deep into this season. All right. Well, I accept that. I think I'm going to go with the Andrew Giuliani plan of, you know, we bought the tickets for this. We're down here. We're taking it in. It really pains me to take it out on Dave St. Peter and the Minnesota Twins. It does. But maybe that's what they need. D says, tell Mike I just got my slippers and I absolutely love them. I have his pillows, his towels, his sheets, his book. God bless him for all he does. And I'll take some great towels. All right, D, appreciate that very much. Thank you. A lot of folks weighing in here with those. Keep them coming. Our friend, Jim the Flagpole Guy, is on the phone. Jim the Flagpole Guy, we had a beautiful story called in about Jim yesterday. Somebody said they took their stimulus check that they didn't need from Joe Biden and the federal government to put us $2 trillion more in debt, and they bought with it a flagpole, and they have a daycare. And so this guy that called said, bought a flagpole with it. My wife does daycare. The kids do the Pledge of Allegiance every day now. There's a win. That's how to use your stimulus check. Just call our man, Jim the Flagpole Guy. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Scott. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And on a related story, one of my flagpole customers in Mandan, he's a gentleman who works three jobs. And as he was plowing snow on a Super Bowl like a couple years ago, his wife had called him and said, you wouldn't believe this. And she sent him a little mini video. And what happened was that the Star Spangled Banner played, and the girls are sitting there having their snacks on the carpet. All of a sudden, they stand up, they wipe their hands up, they put their hands on their heart. They're like 4 and 6 years old. And they weren't asked to. They weren't saying, you got to do it. They just observed. And so, you know, it's great to have another story like that. Great Americans are teaching their children the importance of it's not about you. It's not about me, you know. That's a good book. It's not about me, if anybody's interested. But I'm enamored with those stories, Scott. And I'm also enamored that, America, you get a second chance. If you pay your dues to society, you get a second chance sometimes. Well, I took in a Cody. He's a friend of a friend. And he's been working for me about a year now, and he's sewing. And he's finally grasping and doing a very efficient job sewing flags. And our show room is getting busier, and I'd like to announce to everybody to give us a shot on your flags, especially if they're larger. We're more well-positioned now to take care of the public. And we have Benjamin. He's our estimator. He's helping me with my estimates. And we have Joan recording it all, and Miss Brenda paying everybody. We're a thriving, growing business. It's been a rough road, but America is a land of continued chances. If you get up, you don't quit, you move on. And I just commend everybody for doing the same thing. There's nothing special about me. I'm just like taking advantage of the God-given position of opportunity in America. And I'm thankful for that, Scott. I'm thankful for you coming your way. And
Jim's working on a couple projects. We have to move our flagpole because of the addition we're going to put on for WDAY. And we're getting creative on that. And Jim's working a special flag for the back of my new Trail Boss Chevy 2020 from our good friends at Bucklitz. So we're getting creative, folks. And you can, too. That's what Jim does. And, by the way, I am sitting in my pillow. World Headquarters, which is a company of second chances. Mike Lindell is a great example of a second chance. There was a crack addict. Everybody that works for him in one way or another might have been an addict, might have been, you know, stolen cars, you know, whatever it might be. I mean, every day is a new beginning, and I think the more people realize that, the more hope there is. So very good point on your part. Thanks for being part of that. Jim the Flagpole Guy, get a flag. Or question your Patriot card. God bless you, Jim.
God bless America.
Look out your back window, and you're going to see a lot of snow and a lot of cold. But you can fast forward a few months and see a splash pool. Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 has splash pools now. What are they?
They're an above-ground pool made in Little Rock, Arkansas. We call it a portable pool, but it is great backyard entertainment. And last year we ran out of them. We have them in stock. And, again, with snow in the backyard, I would think about getting one now so you're ready for spring.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks.
For years, Peckless Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckless Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.